That was an alarming reality that hopefully we will never have to be faced with if you subscribe to Geelong Champions and Triple R here at 9388 1027. Now, we're very lucky to have a guest in here at Triple R. We're always looking for ways to improve the content of the shows, and during Radiothon, it's a good time to focus in on what each show is doing and what they're about. And we have a corporate representative,
consultant.
Sorry, I was just searching for the right words. Who's come in here today just to guide us through the tone of our show. So welcome here.
G'day, guys. My name's Gary Sizzle from Rock FM, or if it's not rock, you're clearing out your desk. I have to say, I've just heard a bit of the show just before. Sounded fantastic. I hope you weren't saying that's not the normal format of the show, because I think I haven't actually heard the show myself. I'm going to get my assistant to Google it, maybe do me a bullet point thing, but... What's it called again, the show?
Lime Champions.
Yeah.
That's just an example of what we don't want to be.
Yeah, well, see, I just think that's a bit long. Why not just the Lime Champs? Or the Champs? Or the Champ Team? Or the Mob? The Morning Mob?
Yeah, that could
or the Crew?
Work.
The Brekkie Crew? Let's go with the Brekkie Crew.
Yeah.
How do you like the sound of that, guys? The Brekkie Crew.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What are you?
It's a bit sort of mainstream for what we're about.
I like it.
But it's getting people thinking about Brekkie in the evening. See, that's the hook.
We're kind of on at 7 o'clock.
Because we're with the Brekkie Crew. What did you hear the Brekkie Crew yesterday evening? See, now you're sort of thinking outside the box.
Like a late breakfast.
That's how it works. What's your name, mate?
It's like pushing the envelope. I like that.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Justin, okay, we've got Juzza.
Yeah.
Damien, we've got Damo. I heard a woman speaking over here. I have to say,
I'm a woman.
That's not really working for me. But unless have you ever been on in the Big Brother house? Have you ever done anything like that? Have you thought about making your hair blonde? Blonde hair actually sounds better on radio.
Right. Okay. Blonder.
It's just a tip.
Like this?
That's
a bit blonder?
Now we're sounding like the Brekkie Crew. We've got Juzza. We've got Damo. We've got the chick. That's not really working out. What about any of you guys know a footballer? Preferably one that hasn't been charged yet with sexual assault, but even if they have, we can work with that. Send the victim some Snow Patrol tickets, imply subtly through the press that they're lying, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Now, what about a guy that doesn't really do much, but has a funny name, like Turbo, or Gonad?
Like that could be Earlsy.
Earlsy, that's great. The party animal. What about the party animal? Oh, no, there's a global financial crisis. What's the party animal going to do? Oh, Juzza and Damo and the chick, they're perplexed. He might have to cut down on partying, but hang on. Here comes Turbo. Bang, problem solved. See, now that's got relatability. That's what we're looking for. Memorise that word, relatability. Now, what segments have you got going? Juzza, what segments do you do here?
We've got news and reviews.
You're doing like skits and spoofs, right? There hasn't really been any good ones of those since How Green Was My Cactus went off the air. What you need is some characters like Strawny. Any of you guys do a Strawny? Do you know a Strawny?
It's not really.
Who's Strawny?
What about a guy who gets the names of the songs wrong? That was Bruce Springsteen, that kind of thing. What about MasterChef? Surely you can do something with that. I don't know, MasterChef.
Master Chick?
MasterChef, that's not bad. FasterChef. It's like MasterChef, but it's faster, which is good because we can get more ads in.
Yeah, that's
going to work because MasterChef have taken out some ads on the station, so don't do that one. Stick with Strawny. I like your Strawny idea.
Well, that's kind of already...
What about phones? What do you do? What's the weirdest place you've had sex? Actually, no, make that... What's the weirdest place you've been to a Pink concert, because they'll be sponsoring the show. You flagged a great one earlier. Why do women take so long to get ready to go out? Why do women have so many shoes? Or why do women insist on bringing up rape allegations when you're trying to do a funny segment with a lie detector? Don't they realise it's breakfast? Keep it light.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly true. Now you're thinking.
Awesome.
Awesome stunts. Yeah. What about awesome stunts? Are you guys doing any stunts? And I call up a kid on air and tell them they failed their exams. And when they start crying and breaking down, that's when you hit them with the pink tickets. I find pink tickets can make anything go away. Cops found 5 kilos of gear in the boot of my car last week. Gave them some pink tickets. Sorted. The Joint Program Director's Weekend Blue Sky Clinic and Insight Mining Centre was saved. But what about catchphrases? Have you got any catchphrases? Try this. You never know what we'll play next. Then you play some Snow Patrol. Every time you say it, you play some Snow Patrol. It's called variety. Okay, you're starting to get the idea?
Yeah.
Now, the most important thing about being on radio, write all this down. Most important thing about being on radio is being on the telly. Okay, Juzza, I'm seeing you on Dancing with the Stars. Do your Strawny character. I like that idea. Damo, MasterChef, give away some pink tickets.
Yeah.
The chick, she can flash the cans and Ralph. Or look, I understand that's a bit too tacky. FHM, try it. So let's put it all together.
Classic
okay,
cans.
You've written this down. Classy Cans, I like it. We've got the Brekkie crew, the Classy Cans, Juzza, Damo, the chick from Big Brother. You never know what we'll play next. The Strawny Thing, the Party Animal. What's the weirdest place you've seen Pink? MasterChef. Just keep saying MasterChef much as you can. Bruce Springsteen, a footballer. The rape allegations, they've gone away. People have already forgotten them. And something about a boot full of cocaine. Someone mentioned that. I like the sound of it. Yep. You guys have got some great ideas here. I'm seeing an increased female cume. I'm hearing better variety across the workday. And I'm feeling the crack suppository I took just before this segment starting to kick in. So thanks for having me consult you. You'll be getting my invoice for 10 grand. I'm Gary Sizzle. And remember, when in doubt, roll out the awesome 80s. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary. God, that was so enlightening.
Yeah.
I really liked some of those ideas on board.
For some reason, the phones have gone kind of quiet. What is this really negative energy just that filled the station?
Gary Sizzle, creative consultant.
Okay.
I'm just going to go dye my hair blonde.
But otherwise...
Well, g'day, this is Strawny, and I just want all you guys to support the station.
That's great stuff, guys. Now throw to some Snow Patrol.
93881027. It's a full subscription for $75, $40 for concession. Passionate $125.
Throw in some pink tickets.
Were treating me right, moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange, flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
Thank you so very much.